We were just talking off the air, you've been to see Buddy the Musical and loved it so much, you're going back again.
Absolutely. It was just brilliant. Yeah, look, congratulations to this Choral Society, another great production.
Yeah, so that's on at the Town Hall Theatre, and it's been so popular that they've almost sold every ticket for the remaining performances. So they've added an extra performance, and that'll be next Wednesday the 26th at the Town Hall Theatre. So well done to Sid and everyone, Marie and everyone from the Choral Society. That's terrific. Right, on to the vaccinations. So we've got the Parranapple Centre to open as a clinic starting this Sunday.
That's right, yes, from 9 till 4 on Sunday. You do need to book, but that's quite simple to do, either through the website or there's a 1-800 number, 1-800-671-738 to book. There are about 9 days. They'll be here doing the first round of vaccinations. They'll go somewhere else and do some and then come back in 12 weeks and do the second round.
Oh, it's 12 weeks, is it? Yeah.
I think it's 12 weeks.
Okay.
Yes.
I actually booked mine yesterday.
Well done you.
So I'm over 50 now, a senior, I guess. So I did it online and it was really easy.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I was surprised at how simple it was. You just go to coronavirus.tas.gov.au and just follow the links, and it took about 90 seconds and I was booked in for next Tuesday.
Yeah, great. So all of us who are over 50, get in there and get your vaccinations. There's so many good reasons to do it. I know that some people are a little nervous given some of the publicity that's been happening, but so many amazing experts have been telling us that it's much better to have it than not. I had the same situation with my mum. Her doctor convinced her that yes, she should, rather than us telling her that she should. Because the risks of coronavirus for us older people is much higher. So please get in so we can protect all of our community.
Have you been vaxxed?
I've got a booking, but I had my flu shot, so I have to wait a couple of weeks to get the coronavirus. So as soon as I can, I will be.
Yeah, right. So the dates for next week, because it's not every day, so it's Sunday the 23rd, this Sunday, Monday the 24th, Tuesday the 25th, and then it starts again the following Sunday, the 30th of May.
Yeah, there's sort of different days throughout the week, so hop online and have a look and find a date that works for you. It's top floor of the Parranapple Centre, easy to get up there, either the escalators or the lift, straight to the top floor and you're away.
Righto. Okay, well, that's very important stuff. So get vaccinated, people. Coronavirus.tas.gov.au. And if you haven't got a smartphone, you can still call and book on 1-800-671-738. All right, on to some council things. Firstly, you want to talk about dogs. This is nuts and bolts council stuff.
Very much so. Look, we've had a couple of issues, particularly at Meercroft Park during Saturday morning soccer. Just reminding people that dogs aren't allowed on public play areas like the soccer ground. So there are so many amazing places you can take your dog for a walk, take them on all of our walking tracks as long as they're under control. There are even some off-leash areas that if you want to let your dog roam free. But please make sure that to protect everybody, you as the dog owner, the dog itself,
yes,
and of course little people particularly or those elderly in our society, just be careful where you take your dogs. We have lots of great places to take them, but our public parks and cemeteries and things are not the place.
Yeah. All right. Now, have you seen the mural side of the original gallery?
It's fascinating. You need to give yourself a bit of time. It's called Beasts, yes. Not Amazing Beasts. I'm trying to remember.
Hang on. I've got the exact title. It's the Exquisite Tidal Beast Paste-Up Mural Project.
That's it. And it's been a collaboration of about 200 students across the region have taken part. And it's kind of a take on an old game that someone draws the head or paints the head or whatever of an animal or a person, folds the paper down and someone does the next bit so that you end up with a really interesting beast in the end. So there are all sorts of amazing, exquisite animals pasted up on the side of our art gallery. So wander down the lane and have a look and then, of course, go into the gallery and see what we've got inside as well.
I love things like that, alleyways painted up. It gives, for kids who like to go geotagging, as they call it. It gives them a legal way to do it, and also just brightens up and gives laneways a bit of vitality and just makes them brighter.
Add the colour.
Yeah, and encourages people to go into those cafes and stuff that are in laneways and whatever. What's your thought, question without notice, on putting murals up or painting the silos? Look, I like it. I think we should do it.
It's a really interesting discussion that's been had over a period of time. It's funny you should say that. Someone mentioned that to me yesterday. But there are lots of, I guess, obstacles for ours in particular. They're in the middle of a working port. They're both owned privately and are still in use. And the big thing is that they're right next to a piece of road that has 20,000 vehicle movements a day, which is a challenge. The last thing we want is visitors stopping in the middle of Formby Road to take photos. So
yeah, fair point.
But at the moment, the organisations that own them are not keen. But we're certainly looking at other options as far as public art. You've probably seen discussions around the sound and light show as part of the waterfront precinct, and there'll be some art installations we'll be starting to think about as part of that as well. So, look, it's certainly been a discussion over a period of time. At this point, it's not practical or possible, but it's always on the radar.
Okay. They're owned by Cement Australia, is that right?
Some of them are owned by Cement Australia, and then there are flour mills. They're not all cement, yeah.
Right. Let's move on to the Don Cemetery. Now, you want to put together a 10-year plan, so you need community consultation.
Yeah, look, we've had some initial community consultation, and about 70 people made submissions, which is really interesting, given that it's an old, no longer currently used cemetery, but it's one of our historic cemeteries. Mm. And we've put together a plan. Now, the plan's out for consultation around what people think of what we've put together from their feedback. So looking forward to people responding to that and adding something if they think we've missed something, or commenting on that they think it's a great plan or that they think there's something missing. So then it'll be adopted by council.
So what sort of improvements are you looking at making, like toilets and things like that?
No, because it's not a currently used, it's really a historical site at this point, and not a huge cemetery. But we certainly look at making it more accessible as far as the pathways and the roadway, there's suggestions around refurbishing the headstones, and as the owners of a cemetery, that's not always our responsibility, but it's certainly important that some of them are quite historic and names of people who are the leaders in our community in years past. So there have been suggestions around that as well, just maybe some pathfinding, notices around the history and some of the names and those sorts of things. So there's quite a few different suggestions, and we're looking for people to either endorse those or say, well, no, that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is something else. So. Mm.
All right, so contact council if you've got some ideas on what to do.
And it's on our website.
Indeed. Living City Project in general, any news there? How are you happy? Are you happy with the way it's going?
Yeah, look, it's all going heading according to schedule, I think. There's certainly been quite a lot of movement in the last few weeks, if people have taken any notice. There's obviously a lot of work in those sorts of things happens underground first that people don't see. So really looking forward to, in the next few weeks, the overhead walkway will start to take shape. In the next few weeks. It's all happening off-site.
Oh, that's a big job. It's going to take a while.
They're preparing, doing prefab, a lot of it off-site, and it'll be craned in over the next few weeks. So keep your eye out for that.
Short-term pain, long-term gain.
That's it.
Well, you look at the Parranapple Centre and you had its criticisms early days before it was actually built, and now you look at the multi-use facility it is. Now, for example, we're using it as a coronavirus clinic next week, well, this week.
Absolutely. And, I'm in there most days and, the meeting rooms are used by a range of organisations, both not-for-profits and businesses. The meeting spaces are so versatile, from meeting spaces where people can do job interviews through to doing training for, 40 people, so, or upstairs where we can do as many people as you want to fit in, really. And so it's really become a hub, and the library is just amazing. I walked through yesterday and they were doing simultaneous story time. So there were about 30 little people dressed as spacemen.
Excellent.
It was fabulous.
Very good. Anything else you want to mention?
No, I'm good, I think.
We're all good?
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
All right, Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe. This is 7AD, 7BU.